sound disrespectful to your pain, to your sorrow, to your tears. You are suffering. You just lost a peer. You just lost a parent or your job or some important amount of money or all of those things at the same time. Or you're just going through something that is so unspeakable that in consequence you just don't speak about it. But inside, you're in pain. You're suffering. You might be one step away from going bunker. You might even be thinking about taking your own life. There are challenges in life that cannot be fathomed by anyone unless they have been through that kind of challenge themselves. When you have felt a real pain, when you understand how it feels like, you start seeing life from a different perspective. The thing is though, the main reason why there is so much suffering in the world is because it's so easy to get swept up one's feet and get entangled in one's thought about the actual feelings, the reasons of the feelings, and even further, the way to heal the pain. As all those things are happening to you, you're wondering, why you? Why now? You're thinking, it's not the time because it's just not the time for your life to get all kinds of screwed up like that. Maybe you already have a lot on your plate and you don't know for sure how you're going to chew more. Maybe you think that you're too young for whatever it is that is happening to you. Too old, perhaps. Although, that might sound funny. Anyway, you just think you're not a guy all these hardships should be happening to. The pain is deep. So, you might feel like it gives you enough reason to deny yourself from feeling responsible for the situation you're in. Because how can you be responsible? The shit is happening to you, right? But see, here is the problem with that point of view. The way you're feeling right now, you're not feeling that way for no reason. There is a reason why you are feeling so miserable. But you just don't see it because the cloudiness of your black sky is hovering over you so much that you can't distinguish your own shadow. So, clearly, you are confused, you are mad, frustrated, you are sad, and if this situation persists, you might go down the clinical depression rabbit hole. Everyone sees life situations in a way that does not necessarily portray the best picture for them. Not too long ago, a friend of mine was asking me how I am capable of keeping my cool even when everything is fucked up. My answer was blunt, though it might seem unclear, that was the most honest answer I could give her. I answered that the main reason why I can still operate in the way I do, even when everything is falling apart in my life, is because of my love for philosophy and my obsession with wisdom, but most importantly, because of the achievement of my magnum opus. But let's talk about that later. Some of y'all might be thinking that that is not a practical answer that can be followed by just anyone. The reason is that I've been through a traumatic situation back in the time that had forced me to reevaluate my views of life. Because I had no support, everyone was against me. I was experiencing abandonment in every way one could think of. I'm not really here to talk about me. One day I might, just not today. Right now, I'm really trying to let you know that there's more than one way to view life. It doesn't take much for people to commit the irreparable. But my mind was thinking differently. Is this the only way I could see this? Why am I feeling so much pain? How can I heal it? But most importantly, why is this pain? See, gentlemen, each of those questions can find an answer at the snap of your fingers outside of you. But the last one demands some introspection. It demands some deep thinking, some inquiry about your life, about various things that are correlated to what you're suffering from. Why is the pain? Together, let's evaluate suffering and pain. First, what is pain? What is suffering? Well, pain is a distressing feeling often caused by intense or damaging stimuli. It can be physical or emotional, whereas suffering is the state of undergoing pain. In other words, pain is what is happening to you, and suffering is you experiencing what is happening to you. From there is one thing we can conclude. Pain can happen without suffering for various reasons, but suffering can never be without pain, because suffering is only conditioned by the presence of pain. But that seems easy to say, don't it? You think, oh, since I can be in pain without suffering it, I'll just desensitize myself. It sounds great, doesn't it? But let's dig a little deeper. As we said earlier, pain can also be emotional. In that case then, it is hard to numb yourself. People have tried, but most of them have become alcoholic or drug addicts. The reason is that as we consider pain as a bad thing, then the logical action to take is to run from it. But why do we consider pain to be a bad thing? You'd say because of the unpleasantness it delivers, right? But the thing is, the pain is only relevant when one is in the state of experiencing. Otherwise, the presence of the pain is pointless. I say that to say that there is a correlation between the pain and the suffering, other than the relation of induction that we spoke of earlier. So we say that suffering is induced by pain. So if one can feel the pain, that means that there is no suffering involved. However, the pain can exist without suffering. In that case, one would say that either the pain is of no significance, or the person trained themselves not to be in a state of suffering, even though the pain is present. That in turn means that the person has noticed the pain but has decided to pay no attention to it. From a standpoint of comfort, it's clear that it is not an easy feat to deliberately disregard pain. But it's certainly even harder to act as if the pain is not important enough to induce the state of suffering. If pain arises and induces suffering in us, where does pain come from? What can possibly be the origination of that discomfort? Allow me here to revisit one of my favorite anime of all time. It might even be the best for me. You guessed it, I'm talking about Naruto. We've all seen the passage where the Akatsuki original creators, Pain, have decided to visit the Leaf Village. We all know what happened, right? Pain has inflicted deadly damage on the village, destroying the Mount Rushmore and destroying houses. He almost annihilated the whole village, but he didn't do it out of spite. He did it deliberately because he wanted to make a statement. Now, what is the statement that he was trying to make? He was signaling urgency. He was signaling need for action. Here, I'm not judging what he did. I'm not judging what Pain did. I'm not saying it is good. I'm not saying it is bad. What I'm saying is, he wanted to do that for the specific reason that he claimed a certain amount of damage was inflicted on his own village in a distant past. And he thought that returning the favor was the only way to force everyone to see how rotten the world of Shinobi has become. That's the main reason why his question was so meaningful after the disaster. Can you feel the pain now? That's iconic. From that episode, as from various walks in life, people inflict pain, or pain arises as a medium to convey information or to require action in an immediate way. All in all, the pain arises generally for a reason, and unless the reason is tended to, the pain won't go away. That is my way of looking at the pain. When somebody slaps you, it hurts, right? But what kind of pain is it? Well, one will assume it is physical pain and moral pain, right? But which one do you suffer first? Well, there is no clear answer to this question. And the reason is because both pains originate from different sources. One comes from the impact between your cheek and the palm of the aggressor, and that is the physical pain. And the other comes from the humiliation that the action produces. So, the sense of something happening, or something needs happening, is why the pain arises. It makes it easy for us to navigate the world. It gives us a better sense of what we can do and what we cannot do. When we think about it, that's the whole definition of living. Living is moving, doing and undoing, which is also doing, just in a different direction. When the pain comes, it forces us to ask the question, why? And then to adjust ourselves in a way to either do what we need to do to make the pain go away, or at least to try to find a reason why it is there. In other words, pain is really a good thing because it keeps us on our toes. It renders us alert, and because of pain, we are not a bunch of zombies. Notice that when someone goes through an accident, the doctor uses a wood hammer to determine whether the person can feel the pain, because if they can't, that means the nerve is unresponsive, which in turn means paralysis. So in some instances, we want the pain, we want it to be present, so we can effectively conclude that everything is all right. No pain means no sensation. You can ask me why one can measure sensation with pleasure, because it would make sense. Not only is it a pleasant sensation, but it makes us feel alive without hurting. To this, I would respond that pleasant sensation does not make us respond as vividly as life demands us to respond. When you feel pleasure, you're most likely to feel relaxed. Pleasure is subtle and can only be felt immensely in a deep way. Most pleasures aren't quick to make someone react quickly, because we are more inclined to lean into it, whereas we feel pain quickly and want to get rid of it. That's the reason why pain makes us more responsive than pleasure. From that perspective then, pain is now being seen in a different light. It appears that it is not so bad after all, and that we might even be able to use it to better understand our lives. Everyone don't experience pain in the same areas of life. That means that your pain arises in the department of your life that needs more work. For example, when you tend to suffer more of a heartbreak, what does that mean? It means that you are constantly in a state of experiencing the pain that non-reciprocity of love brings to your heart. So, it's only giving you the information that you are sensible. You feel quickly. So, you might need to work a little bit on your response to heartbreak. How do you feel? How do you deal with it? Somebody else might not have that problem. He usually gets over a breakup very quickly, almost like the person they were in love with never existed. But however, they might be a little too attached to their money. So when they make or are forced to make exorbitant expenditure, they hurt. They find themselves in a state where they experience the feeling of pain that comes with losing money. Also, when someone suffers from constant pain in joints, what does that mean? Well, it means that the person has something wrong going on with their joints, or that the joints are weak or maladaptive. From all those cases, one can see that the feeling of discomfort, be it emotional or physical, is meant to bring information about something that currently is. To force a person to propose a solution to oneself, because otherwise, maybe you might just die without ever having the possibility or the chance to repair yourself. Pain comes as a fuel marker on the dashboard. It lets you know that some issues need addressing. Pain comes as a tire marker to let you know when you have a flat tire. Think about a world with no pain. You'll break your muscles without knowing. You'll hurt yourself without noticing. When you don't feel pain, you might even cut yourself without noticing. And what happens next? Well, you die. It actually happens. There are individuals who do not feel pain. They often have a rare genetic condition known as congenital insensitivity to pain, which can lead to serious health risks. So pain is good, isn't it? But the problem is that the fact that we keep saying that pain is good does not resolve the issue. It does not mean that everything is spotless. It just means that there is an upside to the matter of whether pain is good or not. There is also the matter of experiencing the pain that we have to deal with. The suffering is what really makes the pain so relevant. Because, as we said earlier, the pain does not mean much without suffering. When you experience the pain in a prolonged manner, you understand the truth of it. But it is not enough to say that the pain is good. How do we deal with the downside of the pain? How do we deal with the suffering? Most of us cannot get rid of the pain. So where the pain goes, the suffering follows. A few years ago, I found myself in the presence of a book, a very powerful book that retraced the life of a man named Viktor Frankl. Viktor Frankl was an Austrian psychiatrist, neurologist, psychologist, philosopher, and most importantly, he was a Holocaust survivor. He lived from 1905 to 1997. One of the most important works of this gentleman was a book where he recounts his experiences in Nazi concentration camps. It is a story full of suffering, torture, and survival. The tale is grueling. It can easily make one lose faith in humanity. I won't go into details here. I will specifically make an episode to make an expose of the book. What I'll just say for now is that Viktor Frankl, just like all the people who have been through the concentration camps, has suffered far more than most of us. They've literally been through hell. The reason why I'm talking about this fact is that most people go through life thinking that their life is the worst anybody could have ever come across. They talk about their trials and tribulations with ease and pride. They want everyone to empathize because they believe harder still they deserve the praise for going through that much. Here, I just want you to contemplate. Think about the worst thing that you've been through. Well, Viktor Frankl has been through tenfold of that. Gas chamber, starving, torture, deprivation of sleep. Let's say, however, that Viktor, by the time he was being incarcerated in what would be his dwelling place, he was separated from his family, his wife, and his children. And the same went for a lot of other people. Imagine your children that you've given life to. They were small and cute once, and you loved them so much. They were jumping through the house, and every time you would look at them, you feel joy and pride. All of a sudden, because of some stupid fantasy of power, of some self-proclaimed superpower, you are separated from them for many years. You do not know their whereabouts because they all got separated from you. You have been tortured and beat up. You imagine your lovely wife being tortured as well and then raped. You don't even know where exactly they have been put, and even if you did, you can't put an inquiry to have them with you. Contemplate the pain. Contemplate your state of mind if you were in a case. Throughout the pain and the suffering, fellas, we all need to build a version of ourselves that is stronger than what we usually are. The character that we display during harsh times shows who we really are deep down. I am certain that each and every one of you guys have been through something, or that you are currently going through something. I would advise you to find, all of this suffering, something that is bigger than you. Viktor Frankl, due to some extreme resilience, did that. At the end of his experience, he compiled all his suffering, every bad thing he's been through, and he later created what he would call logotherapy. Logotherapy is part of psychology that helps people who have suffered to heal themselves through the search of meaning for their lives. Viktor Frankl recounts that the main reason why he made it out of this of his hell alive and sane is because he had his mind set on one goal, his decision to find a meaning to his life. He was certain he did not come to life just to suffer, so he had to find a reason why he was here. Sometimes, most of the time really, life puts us back against walls to ask us a question, bent on the necessity to find an answer before releasing us from the pressure. Human beings have the proclivity of running away from challenges just because they can't stand or resist their tranquility. But are we here to suffer through life? Certainly not. Suffering just reveals our truth, our real face about how we deal with difficulties. When there is a goal to achieve, when there is a reason to wake up in the morning, although we feel like there is no reason to do so, that is the sign we have started to transcend reality as we know it physically. Suffering is key to understanding what we do not know yet. Suffering is key to understanding what once was above our comprehension. When there is a goal to reach, when there is a reason for what we're doing, we have strength enough to push through the hardship of life. As the saying goes, he who has a why to live can bear with almost anyhow. It means that once you have found your personal legend, as Paulo Coelho would say, there is almost no amount of pain that can stop you from accomplishing your greatness. So, if you ask me, how can I deal with the pain of my life, all my sufferings, all my traumas, all this complexity of my life where I'm crying pretty much every night? I can barely sleep because there is so much I must deal with. Anxiety, PTSD, difficult family, bills piling up to the ceiling. I will tell you to ask yourself, what is greater than your pain? That question will necessarily bring you to the only answer you can possibly think of. What is the meaning of my life? Each of us has a specific matter to resolve on this earth, and everything that is ever put on your lap is designed to show you the way. So, find your meaning. Find the reason why you were born, and you will lose sight of the suffering. It will seem so negligible that your mind will start disregarding the suffering. Once that happens, you'll no longer condemn your suffering. You will embrace your suffering because you will know that that is the path to greatness. Weak people do not achieve greatness. They can't bear it because they have not been faced with life. You have. You have suffered, so you should strap up, be gentle with yourself, but keep moving. The harder it is to build, the stronger you will stand. I used to work with a non-profit organization where the mission is to help ex-cons and ex-drug addicts to reinsert themselves back into society. It is a crawling process. I could see real suffering when I was looking at those guys, especially at the time when they had to withdraw. The withdrawing time is especially grueling. You know, in life, we are not really suffering. In society, we are not really suffering. I've seen suffering from those people. I've seen them struggling with nightmares, with night terrors. I've seen them struggling with everything at once, struggling with drugs, struggling with family members abandoning them. You know, I remember a specific case The dude, he was trying to get back on the right track, right? He was having a lot of trouble with drugs. I think it was meth. He was consuming a lot of it. But then he made a decision to get on the right track. So he went to detox. After detox, he went to the nonprofit that I was talking about just earlier. So, the thing is, he's supposed to stay there for 9 months. So, if he stays there for 9 months, then he graduates from there into society, right? So, he came in, he started the program. He was there for a few weeks, but then something happened. He heard his own mother was trying to take his kids away from him. So basically, what his mother was trying to do is to change the name of the kids to separate them from him, and then he relapsed. I don't think you understand what it means to suffer, to experience abandonment, to experience pain on a level that you cannot even imagine. There are people in life who are really suffering. They don't know what to do. They know they need to fix their lives. They know they want to fix their lives, but they don't know how to start. They don't know where to start. So, if you have suffered, if you are one of those guys, or any guy for that matter, remember, everything is healthy, even what hurts. Especially what hurts. Do not panic. You will be alright. Stay focused on the goal. Find the meaning to your life and follow it with heartfelt faith and confidence. In the meantime, I am Ice, and this is the Ice Pod. I'll see you next week. Peace. Mesdemoiselles, mesdames et messieurs, si vous avez apprécié cet épisode ou n'importe lequel des autres que j'ai pu mettre à votre disposition jusque-là, n'hésitez pas à le mettre en commentaire, n'hésitez pas à vous abonner à ma chaîne, n'hésitez pas à me faire un don de n'importe quelle nature qu'il sera. Je suis disposé à le recevoir. Nous avons besoin de tout le support que nous pouvons avoir pour faire grandir cette chose que nous sommes en train de faire ici. Bientôt, nous aurons une page Patreon sur laquelle vous pourrez avoir accès à des épisodes plus exclusifs. Nous aurons aussi une page YouTube sur laquelle vous pourrez voir ma vilaine face. Et bientôt, il y aura une page Instagram sur laquelle nous pourrons interagir de façon moins figée. Alors, d'ici là,